afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy. Hi, Pat. How's it going today?
I'm good. Hi, Matt, the silent partner. Belknap. Matt's waving. What's up, Gary?
You know, a little of this, a little of that. I'm ready for it. You know, I was Pat, you're pretty easy on the eye. You are. I don't mind just putting that out there.
I don't even know if my wife would agree.
No, see, I'm glad you brought that up because I was saying On Sunday, I like to look in the New York Times in the Sunday Style section where they have all the wedding pictures, and I like to play this game of like who's getting the better deal. Uh-huh. You know, like, oh man, how did he punch out of his league there? That's like he's win way over his head with this one, or you know, like why is she marrying him or something like that. But and then I started thinking of all my friends. I think you and your wife are like evenly matched. You guys are handsome.
Wow, you know, well, that's very nice of you.
Nice couple, and you know you're like good looking, but you know you're also like.
Where is this going?
You got the. I need some money. I don't know. No, nothing like that. But you know, have you been touched by the spirit of rock lately?
Lately, have I been touched by the spirit? Sure, I'm touched by the spirit of rock all the time.
Oh,
if you mean have I been listening to Journey's Greatest Hits Volume 2 all week, which just came out via Sony Legacy, then yes. I've been touched by the spirit of rock.
I'm remiss on this. Now, is this like things that they might have like oversights from Volume 1 or things that like they've recorded since Volume 1 came out?
First, no. This is actually Journey's Greatest Hits Volume 1 might be the perfect greatest hits album. Every song is a hit. Uh-huh. Volume 2 is like deep album cuts and some ones that got away or maybe something that was maybe an FM hit but didn't really chart. Apparently Steve Perry controls the Journey catalog that he is sings on because he goes in and remasters and does all this stuff. And it also came out on vinyl along with Steve Perry's first solo album, Street Talk.
Wow.
So that's what Steve Perry does now. He just takes all the old music and makes it sound even shinier and cleaner.
That's not a pretty picture. It's like, yeah. Hey, you kids, get off my Journey lawn. Like, I'm protecting it. What's on there? Some Stone in Love?
Is that? Stone in Love is on there. Yeah, like and Patiently is on there.
Patiently, I'm forever yours.
No, that's Faithfully. That's Faithfully.
Patient? Okay.
No, almost. The Party's Over's on there.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good.
Live version of Mother Father.
Don't Fight It? Is that? Did that make the cut?
Don't Fight It. No, that's on Steve Perry's
Volume
solo.
Volume 3. Okay.
Volume 3. Deep, deep, deep cuts.
I'm happy to report we cleared the 500 mark in our Facebook likes.
Oh, we did. You know what? That every time I go on, it's more and more and more. So, and I credit you for a lot of that because you are really active on the Facebook page.
Yeah, not a lot of free time. I'm hoping I'll be able to keep that up when.
Maybe you should do the dishes and run the vacuum instead.
I'm working on something. I'm building a following.
Oh, and I also have to ask. A couple weeks ago, you changed the logo on the Facebook page to two guys kicking, and I knew David. Yeah. I didn't know who the other guy was. It was David Lee Roth for me, and who's your kicker?
Robert Pollard from Guided by Voices.
Oh, and he really kicks like that?
Oh, he's crazy limber for a guy who's like, he's like older than us.
And Guided by Voices, they have a ton of albums, don't they?
They have so many albums. Well, you know what? We should save this for Volume G, which I think is coming up.
Oh, okay.
But
Guided by Voices.
I will make you a Guided by Voices fan.
That's one of your favorite groups.
I love them so much.
Were they ever on a major label?
They were on that TVT for a short time.
I remember TVT.
And Rick Ocasek produced a couple of things. And,
cool.
But that guy, like, no joke, like... maybe as prolific as like a Paul McCartney or a Cole Porter or something like that, just like in terms of like coming up with a little you know, just like, you know, indelible little melodies.
Yeah.
But he kind of has ADD and he just kind of like, oh, here's like a 45-second song. Like, why don't you develop that a little bit or something? Like, no, I'm on to the next thing. So he's got like 1,000 great songs. But we'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk because I have questions. But I'll save them for Volume G.
Right now I have a very special edition of Buzzcuts. Rock Solid Buzzcuts Special Edition. This is a buzz cut.
You're doing that live now. We're not going to play that as a clip anymore.
I didn't record that one live.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time recording something else. But you will be able to this is a buzz cut where the buzz has been 45 years in the building, and you will be able to identify it in one note.
Yes.
Yeah?
That is, that's the Beach Boys.
Right.
And that is from, is it Smile?
Yeah, Smile. It's Good Vibrations. The Smile album is finally out in some official form. I thought, a lot of record nerds, we spent the better part of, the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, like kind of trying to assemble like the perfect version of Smile.
Right.
If you don't know, this was like the great lost Beach Boys album. Think of like, it's like Chinese Democracy times a million. It's like, it was...
Was it supposed to be like their Sgt. Pepper album?
Exactly. Well, this was pre-Sgt. Pepper. It was like Good Vibrations came out in 65. And it was like, that's a new kind of music. It's some kind of weird modular thing. It's like put together. It's so weird. And Brian was like, oh, don't worry. I got a whole album like that coming out. And the buzz was building. It was supposed to be out in Christmas of 66, and his mind went kablooey. Like, well, I think actually I have a little I have some audio footage of here.
Is Brian Wilson here?
He's not here. I wish he was here, but we actually have some archival footage that's from this. If you go to that Our Prayer track and go to about 2 minutes in, this is their like a vocal session. And
you say footage, am I going to be watching something?
theater
audio footage.
Yeah, Barry. Danny, do you have any hash joints left? I know you do.
So you want some hash joints? And then there.
Four. Hey, what's the matter with the notes?
What is a chord? What's the key?
It's. What are you doing on the bottom, Mike? Here we go.
Three. Four. Get right in there.
You want all of us now?
Get a balance.
You guys feel any ask yet?
Okay. So within 40 seconds there, he's like asking for hash joints. Like, is this acid kicking in? You're like, while I'm waiting for the acid, let's get some hash. So that's like some clue about why it didn't get finished.
And let's throw in some beautiful harmonies while we're asking exactly. for our pusher to come over.
Exactly. So it was... it was very like non-commercial. Like the band hated it. Like, we just should think about surfing. And and he was feeling a lot of pressure there. And then like kept being delayed. And then finally like Christmas of 66 comes and goes, still not finished. Then Sgt. Pepper comes out in June of 67, and he's like, forget it.
So done.
And it was just shelved. So ever since then, like tracks like leaked out on other albums, in different versions, and.
You could still try to piece it together,
but there was always like missing pieces until now. Like, in 2004, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Brian Wilson put out some version of like newly recorded things with like a new band, but this is
the Beach Boys.
This is the Beach Boys, and it's using that 2004 one as a template. Like, it was done. This isn't like Chinese Democracy where he was like tinkering with it up to the last
right.
minute. This thing was done, but he just didn't get around to sequencing or whatever. So let's hear a song that I think captures the essence of what Smile is. It's kind of a triple concept. It's the idea is about nature and vibrations, mm-hmm. and wind and earth and all that stuff. It's also about health and fitness, and it's also about American history, like westward expansion, colonialism.
I gotta be honest. The title of the album is just a bummer.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a song. It's called Vegetables, and I think you'll notice, like on the someone's percussively eating a carrot, and that is allegedly Paul McCartney. So see if it sounds like Paul to you on this.
All right,
Vegetables on Rock Solid.
I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Is this the Wiggles?
If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot.
Okay. That was the other guiding principle of Smile. It was supposed to be funny, and not like funny like jokes, but just,
Humor, like make you smile.
Boop, There's like a lot of slide whistles.
Slide whistle and things like rim shots.
Yeah.
Okay, so this just came out. Did you purchase this?
You know, I did. I thought I was like, oh, you
it's
know.
It's a big box set, isn't it?
There's like, there's the $140 version, and then Amazon had like an $18 like download. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And it was, oh, it answered a lot of questions for me, Pat. Because like, you know, the amateur smileologists, you know, we didn't have the internet back then. We would just hear about these things, and we're, you know, we kept looking for that track that's going to unify everything. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, there was this one called He Gives Speeches, and I never heard it. And like, oh, I bet that's going to be the one. And then, you know, I finally heard He Gives Speeches, and it's just, all it is She's Going Bald from Smiley Smile.
Of course.
With different words. Can you believe that? No. And then, or there's this one called Look, and I thought, oh, it's going to be Look, and that's going to make everything fall into place. And it kind of did, because what Look is, song for, all it is Child is Father to the Man. Child, father to the man. With like a little bit of the good vibrations on it. Ah, da, 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 like kind of jammed together. I'm like, that's it. It's even more genius than I thought. This sort of presaged the whole, you know, remix culture phenomenon, like where everyone kind of makes their own sort of thing. Like it's, so I predict that's going to be the next like milking of this cash cow. They're going to put it like a make your own smile, like just put out all the bits because like, you know, there's like,
well, you could do that now with the, you can burn your own CD. So you could make your own version.
You could, but you know, there's like, what do you want? Like the 12 minute heroes and villains, the 4 minute, the 7 minute, like you could kind of, you know, build it out of all the chunks and until you have like your own perfect smile. So
I would like the 0 minute version of vegetables.
What? All right, well, I have to say,
so, let me tell you,
oh, sorry,
now you're a big Beach Boys fan. You yeah. would hold them in the same regard as you do the Beatles.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Would
yeah,
you?
I would. Yeah, okay. More or less, you know. Yeah.
But do you think the general public does?
Well, you know, they've certainly done plenty to tarnish their legacy. So, I mean, yeah, it's not
not
you know,
perfect.
A one for one, but you know, this is just it's so advanced. Like, you know, it's just out there, you know, and I think it succeeds. In fact, I think on the scale, our scale of justified or unwarranted, I think this is...
It's totally justified.
I spent $75,000 over at Sunset Sound. I got the Wrecking Crew in there, Hal Blaine on drums. We recorded that thing.
Well, I would say, I will say, because I know how audiophiles are, and when I find something that I've got to have and I've got to hear it, I guess if you're a Beach Boys audiophile, that would be justified. Maybe for the average person, this wouldn't be like the Beatles mono box set was for people.
Just as like filling in this hole in rock history.
Sure.
It's, you know, $18 in Amazon, throw it at. Yeah. Give it a listen.
But dropping $140, that's a different story.
That's different. But that's got, you know, all these, that's got like a full disc of, you know.
What do I got? David Spade money?
Good vibration outtake. So, all right. Well, that's, so anyway, that's that. So, check it out. And, I promise, yeah, I won't geek out on Smile anymore. But, how about a little traveling music?
All right. Take us right into today's topic.
Road tripping with my two favorite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town. It's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA.
All right, folks, that brings us to our topic for today. Are we going to call it Road Trippin'?
Okay, yeah, it's Road Trippin'. Yeah,
it's Road Trippin'. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers from 1999, Californication.
Where do you suppose they're going?
Road Trippin'.
What kind of snacks do you think they're going to board there?
Probably
some vegan snacks. Some trail mix.
Maybe some carrots from Case McCartney pops in.
In case McCartney pops in.
So, Gary, explain these topics today. Can I tell you something I did with a carrot this week?
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Insert.
Please do.
I want to tell you, this is a nice tip for everyone. This has nothing to do with music. We have a ceiling fan in the...
I like it so far.
I know. We have a ceiling fan in our TV room.
Yes.
And so one of the light bulbs burn out. Uh-huh. So I get up there on the ladder, and when I'm unscrewing the light bulb breaks off from the silver part that screws in.
Right.
And I was like, how do I get that out? I don't want to get shot. And then I remembered, I saw this in a magazine once, mm-hmm. You take a carrot, and for this I took a baby carrot. You shove it in there, it gets attached to the, and then you just twist the carrot and that little silver thing comes. A potato, but this was more of a carrot size.
Now, when you say shove it in there, you're talking about Your butt, right?
My penis.
But then, okay, oh, fine. Then how did you get the light bulb out? With your, oh, with your penis.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that works.
The broken light bulb gave me an idea. And then I could put my penis in that socket.
Shocking.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I came. How did I get on it? How did I get on that? Okay, so Gary, tell what road tripping is.
Well, you know, it's we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be in the car. That's a good time people catch up on podcasts. So we thought we would play some songs with cities in their titles, American cities. Damn it.
Or states.
Our states, yeah, just somewhere in the continental.
But nothing, we're not going to play Mexico by James Taylor.
Well, you know, Matt's listening to that on his iPod right now. He doesn't. He's not a fan of this show. But yeah, so, you know, we just figured we would go on a little audio road trip.
Can I take us out of here? Do you want to take us out of here?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's go. Everybody ready to go? Matt, are you ready? You need any? Okay. Oh, that's Grandma now. We're leaving. We're just leaving.
What should I do?
What happens?
Just let it play. Phone ringing in the background. Okay, Gary, we're in California. We're actually in Hollywood, and we're going to get out of here right now with my first track. Let's get out of Hollywood.
Yay. Bye, Hollywood.
Bye. Later.
Bobby's driving to the city tonight. Through the lights in a hot new rental car.
Billy Joel, he's driving drunk. I like the percussion instrument there. What is that?
That's some maracas.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah. Or castanets. I'm sorry.
Castanets. That person's good with them.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, those are great. I like. There's like a third thing inside the castanet. It's like, it looks like a little hamburger. You think it's a clam, but it's like a.
Maybe. Oh, cool. I like it. That's from Turnstiles, 1976. That's the studio version of Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
Pat, I forgot my phone. Can we go back? We just got to go. It's the next exit up the 101.
What happened?
I forgot my phone.
Okay.
And Matt has to go to the bathroom. I told you.
So we got
to
head back?
We got to head back. We're going to go to Van Nuys with Los Abandon.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Turn that damn radio down. Van Nuys is very nice, but it's not paradise.
So, what's the band name again?
They're called. That's quite obvious. That's called Los Abandon. I was in 2005. I was in Austin, Texas, during the week of South by Southwest. But I wasn't there to see South by Southwest. I was there for another purpose. But I said, you know, so I didn't have a ticket for that. But you know, there's all kinds of shows you can see like without a ticket. So I'm going to pick one thing at random. Whatever's starting next, I'm going to go see it. And like, oh, there's some band from Los Angeles called Los Abandon. I'm going to go see it. It was amazing. They're like Hispanic, no doubt, or something. They're all like these.
That's a good description.
Sweet white tracksuits and like just good stuff. That's from an album called Mixtape, and it's really really great, like kind of Spanglishy new wave sound.
And so that's how you stumbled on them, just randomly.
Totally random by accident.
Now they're one of your favorites?
Pass it on to you. I love it. I don't know what they've been up to since then, but yeah, there was a good life.
All right. Well, fantastic.
All right. Now are we ready to go? Finally.
You know what, Gary?
Yes.
I forgot my ATM card.
Don't!
So we got to stay in California for a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right. This is Lenny Kravitz from 2004. I was converted to the other side. The song's called California. One rock solid.
California. You played me records I had never heard, but we talked on purple hair.
I don't know how you feel about Lenny Kravitz. I know I don't know that he gets a lot of street cred, but I like him.
I was gonna applaud you. This is a very bold choice because it like there's no percentage in liking Lenny Kravitz. You know, he's like he's hated. You know, they always you know a knockoff. He's
derivative.
Know, derivative, exactly. But that first album is amazing. Let Love Rule. As I was really into that. And you know, you kind of got you know a little bit too much into the fashion suits and stuff like that. But that sounded cool. Now he doesn't rhyme warn ya with California at any time because
I don't think he does.
I've had quite enough of that. But that's
but he's you know I think that sometimes when you're dealt like the whole package, like he's great looking.
Yes,
you know what I mean. He's he's always with hot girls, and then now he gets to be a rock star too. Sometimes I think people are like, oh, come on,
right, too much. Yeah, enough is too much.
Grew up with Slash. His mom was Roxy Roker. She's on the Jeffersons. He's probably partying with Sherman Hemsley.
Could you imagine? Yeah, like Sherman Hemsley taught me how to throw a curveball and shoot a speedball. That's how they partied on the Jeffersons.
Wheezy taught me about oral.
What?
Yeah. Then that dude comes over, walks on Lenny's back.
That was a party. So, you know, he comes by it naturally.
But, you know, I the great Lenny Kravitz songs are great, and then some of them aren't. But I saw him open for Aerosmith in 2002, and he came out and just hammered through 12 songs, and you knew every one of them.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I'll do my hits list for you, and that's what he did, and everyone was like, wow, all right.
Yeah. So I think maybe we should help start the reevaluation of
check him out,
Lenny Kravitz. So
go cherry pick some songs.
now we're going to
Matt says no.
Inexplicably go all the way across the country. I realize that a podcast is a audio medium and oral medium. And
it is, even though we showed footage earlier.
We showed footage earlier. And a large part of the appeal of this next fellow is visual.
Okay.
But not entirely visual. He's a fellow named Wayne Cochran, the White Knight of Soul. Have you heard of him?
I've heard the name Wayne Cochran, I think. He's a comic out of St. Louis.
No, this is a different guy. No. This is...
oh, I just saw a picture of him.
He is the White Knight of Soul. He looks like... Who's that guy who's in the movies with... Shaun of the Dead, Nick Part, like with Simon Pegg and his partner.
Who is that?
Like the larger fellow. Picture the larger fellow in those movies and imagine him with like a giant white pompadour.
Is it Nick Park?
Nick Park, I think you're right. Yeah, Nick Park with a giant white pompadour and
that's crazy.
Shark skin suit and
you have to post this picture when this is that the album cover?
Yeah, that's one album cover.
You gotta post that.
I think he wrote that song Last Kiss. Like, where could my baby?
Oh, yeah, Pearl Jam cover.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But this is his road tripping song called "Going Back to Miami."
Oh, right. So, I know this song.
Yeah.
I never want to cut you. Come on, we're gonna take a trip now. Yeah, come on. Going back to Miami.
Pat is up on the desk doing the Hully Gully.
This song almost made my list.
Really?
The Blues Brothers version.
Oh, the Blues Brothers version. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I just thought everyone needs to get a pit.
That's a great tune, and I think Elwood, a.k.a. Dan Aykroyd,
right.
He does a little ramp-up of the great Wayne Cochran hailing in from, you know, he does his whole deal. Skinny Aykroyd, that's what I liked. I liked Skinny Aykroyd.
You like Skinny Aykroyd.
I don't like Blues Brothers 2000 where everyone's fat. Like, I can't tell who's who.
And funny ones are dead. What?
That is true. You don't think Buster Blues is funny?
Oh my god!
That kid's 12. He sleeps in the trunk of the car.
Is that Macaulay Culkin? Or is that?
No, it's not. It's some kid that I hope never worked again.
Oh,
because he was wow. That's an awful movie.
Man, that an
Blues Brothers 2000. Man, if you ever want to just grab a six, have your friends over, and make fun of something,
it's good because like if you hate music or if you hate comedy. It's got both covered.
Yep, they are both covered.
So where are we heading to from Miami?
Don't be mad at me.
Yes. Oh, no.
I think I left my curling iron on.
Ah!
So we have to head back to California.
Oh, man.
This is a band. This is the Casanovas from Australia.
Does anybody warn you about California in that
way? I don't think they do, no.
All right, then I'll allow it.
But that's a band out of Australia. They had two CDs out, one in 2004, one in 2006. Those are the Casanovas, and it's pretty cool little rock and roll. If you like that song, you'll probably like their other tunes.
I am not familiar with their work.
I was an editor I worked with on a TV show said, "Did you ever hear the Casanovas?" I said, "No." He said, "Listen to this." I said, "Thank you."
I think he was coming on to you.
Yeah.
Says, "Could you help me with this light bulb?" Oh, Christ. There he is.
Oh, we got another. Matt's getting up to turn the
Matt's
phone down.
Matt's going
to
get that. Have you ever met like an Australian person that wasn't like entirely pleasant? Like it seems like everyone's so nice there.
Yeah, I would love to go to Australia too. That's like one of, that's on my bucket list. Head down to Australia, down under.
Anything else on there?
No, who has a bucket list? I mean, look, I just do what I want to do, and if there's something I really want to do, then I do it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
I mean, if I don't have anything like, I want to be in a rocket ship and I want to climb Mount Everest. I mean, you know.
Who are these jackasses who want to go into space? Look, these rich. It's like, imagine you're on a plane, but it's like low space.
I get sick on the tilt-a-whirl. I can't even imagine what that pressure would do to my body.
Oh, man.
All right. Where are we going, Gary?
We're
going
to do some time travel back to the year.
We're time traveling.
Yeah, to a decade that calls itself the 1990s. Let me just tell you the chorus of this song. It goes, Minneapolis, 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 Minneapolis. Alice, Minneapolis, Minneapolis. Can you guess what it's called?
No, I'm still trying to figure out where we're going.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, actually, we're going to go, since we're in California anyway, we're going to go down to Pico Boulevard.
Okay.
To a club called the Jabberjaw, which was kind of the epicenter of alt-rock in the 90s in L.A. This is a band called That Dog. What I love about this song...
It's called That Dog?
No, the band is called That Dog.
Okay.
The song is, of course, called Minneapolis. And what I love about this, it's kind of like... It's a tale of like a misconnection between a boy and a girl, but what I love about it, and what I don't get enough of in songs is like, give us a sense of where you parked.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about. When people tell me they went somewhere, all I want to know is like, did you get a good parking place? Things like that. So this, in addition to the bittersweet love and the harmonies, we know exactly where your car is. So let's listen to That Dog, Minneapolis on Rock Salad.
I was at the Jabberjaw, the cutest boy I ever saw. He was standing behind me. He was such a dream. He kept looking right my way. I'd want to see him every day. Randy told me where he lives, in Minneapolis. Hung around for closing time. I want to make him mine, all mine. Told my friends I want to leave, and they embarrassed me. Took my keys out for my car. Walked down the street not very far.
Oh, good space.
He came running after me. He saw me at the entry. Minneapolis, 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 Minneapolis.
Man, did you see that parking space? I was like right in front of the Jabberjaw right there.
That was great.
You like that?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, then you are going to love this album. It's called Retreat from the Sun. It's it was kind of like their last major label album. That's The gal, and don't let this diminish it for you, but she's the daughter of Lenny Warnker, the great record executive.
Yep, yep.
And then it has all the...
His name is on many, many albums I own, and he produced some James Taylor CDs back in the day.
So she has, like, you know, good pedigree that way. She's got it's got all the Hayden's triplets that are on there, or just two of them.
So now... Is this one of those bands, I love that song, am I going to like the rest of the album, or am I just going to like
this
that song?
This album will destroy you. You'll love this song called Never Say Never. You'll love this song called, we played this song called I'm Going to See You. Like, I'm going to see you in the morning, I'm going to see you when you're boring, all this stuff. And it was sung by the great Stephanie Courtney, Flo from TV's insurance commercials, and her sister.
Oh, it's not Flo from TV's Alice?
No, I wish. Okay. I wish. That was a beautiful moment. And you,
I like that.
It.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, everybody get Retrieved from the Sun. That's
by
available.
That dog.
$3 everywhere. You'll love it.
With $3 everywhere.
Now, we are in the Minneapolis, North Star State. Where to? Yeah.
I have to apologize.
Oh,
to you,
you're
Gary,
kidding me!
And I have to apologize to our listeners.
No!
Because I think I forgot to stop the mail.
Oh, no!
So we just got to head back to California. This is before we start this, Matt, this is another artist that I think is on the Lenny Kravitz spectrum where I think people like her or they hate her. I don't know why they hate her. This is from 2007. The album's called The Awakening. And I just think she has the greatest voice and is a great songwriter. And this is California by Melissa Etheridge.
All right.
Raised up on Midwestern dreams, only a few shall get what everyone shall need. I took my family's burden, strapped it to my chest, a few $100 and a kiss for luck, and I pointed my dreams west to
try to sing that in the car, people.
Come, rescue me.
That's good, Matt. And what kills me about Melissa Etheridge is if Springsteen wrote this song,
right,
people would go crazy.
Maybe. They would say, oh, Bruce is kind of leaning on the cliches a little bit there. No.
But I love Melissa Etheridge. And I've got to tell you, guys, if you ever want to pick up chicks, go to a Melissa Etheridge concert. They're everywhere.
Lousy with chicks.
I was with my wife. I've seen Melissa Etheridge a couple times with my wife. And every time I'm like, man, I should have left my lady at home because there are so many chicks here.
When you see somebody like her live who has like that big crazy voice,
it's
like a different experience, right? I mean, records, but it was like, whoa.
We saw her at the Kodak Theater. She was the first rock act to play at the Kodak Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Alive and Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a piano on stage, an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, and then just a bass. And it was just her.
Mm.
And it was phenomenal.
Oh, you know, I was phenomenal at that show. I was out front protesting. Maybe saw me at the Yes on 8 sign. I don't go that way. No, I didn't. No, I would like to see her because, yeah, that was like...
Yeah, I've seen her 3 times and she doesn't disappoint at all. She's engaging with the crowd and the voice is just... It's crazy. Her voice is crazy.
I love to see great singers sing. So
yeah.
This is... Now, if you don't mind, we're going to get going finally.
Sorry, I apologize. I just can't get out of this town, this state.
Well, we're going to go to a place where I think he spent some time. Heidi, hey, don't you want to go to Sweet Home Chicago and Sufjan Stevens? Check out this indie rock here.
Blues Brothers version almost made my...
Oh, really? Yeah.
They do this.
No, they don't.
Love again. All things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind.
Girl,
Oh, man. From the amazing Essential album, Come On Feel the Illinois. That's Sufjan Stevens. He started on this project. He was going to make an album for all 50 states. This started about 8 years ago. He made one for Michigan. He made Come On Feel the Illinois. And then he got sidetracked. And there hasn't really been one since. So he better catch up, or he better live to 150. But
I thought you were going to play this band had a version of Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, is that right?
That's the Blues Brothers song that almost made my list.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew what you meant.
But oh, you did.
I just thought that you know, so there's like a lot of good songs about Chicago, but this is probably my.
What did you do to find your songs? Like, did you type? Did you just go to your iTunes, click on music, and typed in? I'll type in New York. I'll type in. Miami.
Is that what I sound like? No. Yeah, no, I did. I just thought of cities and how about you? What did you?
That's what I did. I just typed stuff in.
What do you have any other favorite Chicago songs that you care to mention here?
Like, boy, I can't think of any offhand.
How about In the Land of the Dollar Bill. Meow, meow. What the people saw.
I don't know if I know your version.
Oh, the Night Chicago Died?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, that's
in
amazing.
The 70s. What they do in all 70s one-hit wonder shit.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right, so where did we end up?
We're in Chicago.
We're in Chicago. I love it. I love Chicago. I don't like it this time of year. This time of year, if I'm in Chicago, I'm dreaming about going back to California. And this is a song called California. This is from 79. This is a band that should have been bigger. 5 albums from England, The Babies. This is California from Head First. I love The Babies. That was not a single. That was not a hit. But if you don't know The Babies, it's Every Time I Think of You and Back on My Feet Again.
Midnight Rendezvous.
Midnight Rendezvous, where at the end he says, all I really want to do, all I really want to fuck you.
What?
Just as it fades out, I want to fuck you. But that's John Waite, who went on to have big success with solo career with Missing You and Bad English with When I See You Smile.
Any movement on the John Waite situation for the podcast-a-thon?
Right now, no.
He's on my list. I'm going to issue a fatwa on John Waite.
He will be doing an in-store, though, at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove on December 5th, I think it is.
Maybe that's where my fatwa will reach its fruition then. One of the all-time great story songs, of course, is Marty Robbins' El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't country solid. You know, since I've been playing a lot of country songs, so I found a more rockin' edition by the old 97s. Check out this version of El Paso. Sounds like it's even more traditional at first here.
But then what happens?
Oh, they pick up the pace, picante sauce.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rosa's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina. Wicked and evil while casting her spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
Here goes my favorite part.
Cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.
Hear the wind blow?
Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love.
So she's Mexican, so she's wicked all of a sudden. Unbelievable.
So, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I think I've seen a theme developing. Now, are you going to zag on us here? We're in West Texas. We're just...
what are you talking? We're not that far out of the... away from California.
Right.
And you're not going to believe this, Gary.
Yes.
I was supposed to take... we have a couple of parakeets. I was supposed to take them over to my father-in-law's.
Oh, no.
So that he could watch them while we're away on this trip.
Yes.
And I forgot to do that. So we're gonna go back to California.
Yes.
And this is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 1996.
Wow. California.
California's been good to me. Hope it don't fall into the sea. Sometimes you got to trust yourself. It ain't like anywhere else. It ain't like anywhere else.
Produced by Rick Rubin.
It's time to roll. I'm all done. This time we better hit the road.
Oh, so it's not from the year 1976. It was called California in 1976?
The song's called California, and it was from 1996. Did I 96. Say 76?
Oh, okay, okay.
I think I did say 76. 1996. Oh, it's that was actually from the She's the One soundtrack.
That, oh, right.
That shitty Ed Burns movie. God, I hate Ed Burns movies. Brothers Mc... What is it called? Brothers McFuckchop. Shut up.
He's the worst. But yeah, that's terrible. That's a cool soundtrack. He does that Beck song in there. It's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you're right. He does a Beck song, and Rick Rubin produced it, and I don't know how Ed Burns wrote Tom Petty into doing a complete soundtrack for...
I don't know. It's a
Tom Petty album. I mean, it's there's not... I don't think there's any incidental music. It's all 12... Tom Petty songs, and that's California. And California has been good to me, Gary.
I'll say it has.
I met my wife here. I had my children here.
This is
met Matt Belknap here. I met Gary here. Yeah. There were some speed bumps. I met Gary.
Yeah, that's not.
But do you have another one? Did I close that? You have another one, right?
Yeah, I have one more. And did you have something to play out on, or you?
I don't have anything to play out on.
Because I was going to play out the next show, but we could just go out. We can go out on this. I think you'll really love this song if you never heard it before.
All right, let's just go. And I will say a quick recommendation then before you do your last song.
Yeah, sure.
It's the 40th anniversary of Queen.
Oh.
All the Queen CDs have been remastered and re-released with bonus tracks. And I got a great book in the mail yesterday. It's called 40 Years of Queen. And it's one of those books where you open it up and different pages have like pull-out posters and replicas of ticket stubs.
Oh.
And this book was only $20.
Wow.
Brand new on Amazon. And it looks like it's a $100 book. So if you love Queen, like I love Queen, get a mustache ride and then buy this book.
That sounds awesome. Let's say you're a casual Queen fan, you like some of the hits, but you want to like explore an album and hear some of those great deeper cuts. What's the first remaster you would get?
I would go with the third album, which is called Sheer Heart Attack. I think that's really when they start becoming Queen, and it's a heavier album. It has the song Killer Queen is on there for hit wise, but it's a great... Sheer Heart Attack is one of my top two or three Queen albums of all time.
Now, where do you keep your Mowat and Chandon?
I keep it in a pretty cabinet.
Oh, that's good. That's just like Queen.
And you know what? When my wife says, what are we gonna feed these people for dinner? I go, let them eat cake.
You are a good dad. Are you a fan of the Hold Steady? Have you ever mentioned them?
I think I do know the Hold Steady.
Oh yeah, this is my.
That is another neither confirming or denying that I'm a fan.
this is my favorite Hold Steady song. Please like us on Facebook. Please write a review on iTunes and tell all your friends how much you love Rock Solid.
And for my money, buy that. Go to Amazon and you can pick up That Dog for 9 cents.
What?
I just looked it up.
My God.
So buy that album.
And then you could also pick up the Hold Steady Sequestered in Memphis. Thanks for listening. Come on.